The Alter Rebbe, he did a lot of amazing, great things. He wrote Tanya and the Shulchan Aruch, Tar Chassidus, and was preparing the world for Mashiach with teaching the secrets of the Torah. In fact, Alter Rebbe also was a brand new neshama, brand new soul. Because all of us here, however old you are, I mean not so old, but it's not the first time our souls were here. Our neshamas were here in this world. We were already here in the world. I don't know what we did. A tzaddik knows, Hashem knows. But after when a person gets old, a person dies, so the body goes down on the ground and gets buried. And the soul, the neshama, goes up to Shemaim, goes up, and they see what you did, they judge the person. And a lot of times they say, okay, but you had a lot of special missions to do. And maybe you did part of it, maybe you need to do more, maybe pick something up. So usually the neshama, the soul, a lot of times comes back down into this world again. Born again as a baby and then grows up, and Hashem arranges that they get the chance to fix up or do what they need to continue doing, whatever special mission this person has. So most of us were here already, but the Alter Rebbe was a brand new neshama, brand new soul, was never here in this world. Because they had a very, very great special mission to accomplish. I think I have more about this, Alter Rebbe being born, in a different story. But here is mainly, I want to say the story about how he passed away. What happened then? So the Alter Rebbe did a lot of amazing, great things, and he also had a very hard life. A lot of challenges. And one of the main challenges was, by the very end of his life, there was a big war between France and a lot of countries, and also Russia. The leader of France then, his name was Napoleon. Napoleon, he wanted to take over the whole world. And he had a very big, strong army. And he started fighting one country after another country and was winning a lot. And then he started heading towards Russia. He wanted to control Russia also. Now, amongst the Jewish people, there were different opinions if it was good for Napoleon to win or not. And even the big tzaddikim had some thought it was good for him to win. It's because in those days, in a lot of these countries, they were very, very not nice to Jewish people. And they said, if you're Jewish, you know what? You're not allowed to have a business. We don't think you deserve it. And you're not allowed to buy a house in this part of the city, and you can't go there, and you can't go there. They'd make a bunch of rules just because they were nasty. They discriminated a lot. They were very mean against Yidden. So Napoleon, he made that wherever he wins, I'm making Jews equal. That if you're Jewish, you're fine just like anyone else. You're allowed to do business, you're allowed to buy a house anywhere. So a lot of Jews were happy. Wow, phew, finally we won't be persecuted and being hurt by this guy nonstop. Problem was, is that Napoleon, he was a very big Rasha, he was an evil person, and he did not believe in Hashem, and he didn't want anybody to believe in Hashem. He made fun of it, he tried to stop people from davening and believing to Hashem anything. And Alter Rebbe saw him as a very, very evil person, and here he was letting thousands and hundreds of thousands of people get killed for his, wanted more power. He wanted to be in charge, so he made wars, and so many people getting killed just making himself more powerful. So Alter Rebbe saw him as a very, very evil person, had to be stopped. Also, Napoleon, he did evil magic. He was a magician, it's a very evil thing, a bad thing. In fact, later he wanted to do magic against the Alter Rebbe, because he knew the Alter Rebbe was fighting him, but he wasn't able to. A whole story about that, then we'll say a little bit about it when it comes up. So the Alter Rebbe even sent some of his chassidim to be spies. There's a famous chassid, Moshe Meisels, that the Alter Rebbe sent him to be a spy. He stayed near the border where the French army was coming. When they came in, he pretended like he loved the French and he spoke a lot of languages. So they had him help out, and he ended up being friendly with the generals and to help out, and he heard their secrets, what they were saying, what they're planning. And he was able to pass on the information to the Russian generals. The Alter Rebbe actually wrote in a letter, a secret letter to this chassid, is that they told me from heaven, Alter Rebbe is a big tzaddik, and he's able to, in Shemaim, they speak to him, on Rosh Hashanah, that if Napoleon's going to win, then the Jews are going to do very well with money and with politics and with the government. They're going to be a lot easier physically, the life. but their hearts are going to be pushed away from Hashem. They're going to, chas v'shalom, turn away from Hashem and from mitzvahs. If the Russia, the Tsar, is going to win, and the Jews are going to be poor, then have a very hard time, but they're going to come closer to Hashem. Now, you can tell me, what do you think is more important? You can call out loud. What's more important?
Hashem.
It's better to be close to Hashem. We gave up our lives, we gave up everything for so many, many generations, forever to be close to Hashem. And first of all, physical things come and go, but our connection to Hashem, our souls forever, and our connection to Hashem is forever. And also, Hashem's in charge of the whole world. What do we need? What do we need to rely on other people for? You know, even if it's a little, and even if it's hard, we'll still do it. We'll still do the right thing. By the way, now Hashem made is that when we do mitzvahs, we don't suffer like they did a few hundred years ago. And Baruch Hashem, when we do more mitzvahs, we get more brachas. Things get even better for us, also in this world. So, in the beginning, Russia was losing. France was taking over more and more. The Poles take over more and more. And the Alter Rebbe even had to run away from Liadi, because he did not want the French to be in charge of him, the area where he was. And also Napoleon was angry at Alter Rebbe, and he wanted to hurt the Alter Rebbe. So the Alter Rebbe had to run away because Napoleon and his army was coming into Russia. They were conquering more and more. Eventually, afterwards, they started losing. First, they came in a lot, and then they started losing. Then they had to run back to France, they had to run away. So, it happened on Friday, the Chaf Beis Menachem Av, 22nd day of the month of Menachem Av, in the year 5572, or the Goyish year of 1812. And the Alter Rebbe had to run very fast. So, for a while, he waited. He didn't want to run away, because he didn't want to scare all the Jews living there. But, and then, it seems like, you know, he had no choice, because the French were coming so close. And the Alter Rebbe cleared out his whole house, took away everything from his house, and got everyone, his whole family, on wagons that the Russian generals gave him. And they started to run. They started to go. So first, they realized, after they started moving, is that there was a little 2-year-old boy. One of his grandchildren were missing, because they were running so fast. Somehow they got lost behind. So they went back, they're looking for him, they found him. And another thing the Alter Rebbe went back for, once everyone started moving, the Alter Rebbe went back with 2 riders to check his house if anything was left over. And he found like a pair of slippers and like some kind of like rolling pins or something else. The Alter Rebbe took that also and then had them light his house on fire to burn down his house. Now, why would the Alter Rebbe want to burn down his house? It's not, you know, You're not supposed to destroy things. Yeah, you must know the story. It's because Napoleon was an evil person, and he also did a lot of bad magic tricks. And Napoleon wanted something that belongs to Alter Rebbe, so he could try to do his magic curses. And even though there are stories, other stories, how Alter Rebbe beat magic people, because he has a special kayak from Hashem, is it to beat them, but it seems like the Alter Rebbe did not want to fight with them, with these not good Tuma, not good powers and tricks. So he burnt on everything and then left. And right after that, the French came in. And the first thing the French wanted to know was, where's the Alter Rebbe's house? They wanted to try to get something from the Alter Rebbe so they could try to do the bad magic tricks, but it was all gone. Okay, so now, when they were running, they had a whole long journey. They had to keep on going and going and running, 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 running. The whole time. Because for months, the French were winning more and more, going more and more into Russia. Until finally they started losing, but the whole time they were going more and more, the Alter Rebbe had to keep on running. And sometimes it came so close, they were able to hear them shooting at each other, chas v'shalom, you know. And the Alter Rebbe was running, and he came to a place called Krasna. And there were the Russian generals there, and gave them special passports, that you're a special citizen, and you're allowed to go like wherever you want. So the Russian forces, other places, they'll see this passport. Okay, you can go. And they kept on running, kept on going. And then they heard is that the French army was coming with a big army, with 40,000 people. They took over Vitebsk, and now they're coming to Krasna, the place where Alter Rebbe was now. And the Russians, they only had 8,000 soldiers, 40,000, 8,000 now. The French army is much bigger. So again, the Alter Rebbe had to keep on running, kept on going. And, you know, while the Alter Rebbe was running away, they were able to hear the sounds of boom, explosions. Meaning they already started, they were close, they already started fighting with the enemy. And it's only with miracles that the French never caught the Alter Rebbe. So the Alter Rebbe escaped there and kept on going. And then he came to another place called Smolensk. And there, they didn't see any armies. And people there asking, hey, what's happening? What's going on? Because they didn't have telephones back then. Nowadays, you want to send a message, you can know what's happening on the other side of the world right away. There's telephones and videos and all these different technologies. But it didn't exist then. So people said, oh, what's happening? We heard there's a war happening. What's happening in the war? And they said, yeah, the French are coming. So the French were coming more, and they had to run away more. And then the Alter Rebbe told everyone that not only you're allowed to travel on Shabbos to keep on running, but it's a mitzvah. When there's what's called pekuach nefesh, and a person's life is in danger, you're allowed to do things on Shabbos to save someone's life. So they kept on running, kept on going even on Shabbos. And one of the Russian governors there is also scared the French were coming. He didn't want to be captured, so he joined the Alter Rebbe and kept on running away together with them. So again, they were traveling. They came to the place called Vyazma, then kept on going. Came to a place called Mazaisk, again, kept on going. And wherever they're going, when they wanted to travel, the Alter Rebbe, he would tell them, which if they don't know where to go, they would ask the Alter Rebbe to come out by, you know, wait by the road, think a minute, and would tell them where to go. In fact, there's even once that by accident somehow, when the Alter Rebbe said to go one way, they went the other way by accident somehow. And the Alter Rebbe was very, very upset about it. And it seems like a little bit after that is when the Alter Rebbe passed away. It seems like maybe because somehow they made a mistake. They didn't follow with Alter Rebbe's orders exactly. Alter Rebbe is a big tzaddik, and he sees things up all the way up in heaven. And, you know, when a tzaddik says something, even if you don't understand, you have to listen right away. Okay? So when it came, right before the Rosh Hashanah, right before the new year, so the Alter Rebbe called a Sunday there and said, I'm very distressed, I'm very upset about this battle in Mazaisk, what is happening. It seems like, you know, the French are winning more, but Hashem will turn it to the good, and, you know, the Russians should win, but right now it looks bad. The French are winning, and I think the French are even to take over Moscow, the big city, the capital city of Moscow. When Alter Rebbe said that, there were tears going down his face. So then came the next day on Rosh Hashanah, and Alter Rebbe again called his family together, and this time his voice is much happier and calm, and he said that they told me today, you know, they told him from heaven, is that things change now, and soon Russia's going to win. Even though the French are taking over Moscow, right after that they're going to lose, and everyone got happy. You know, and from Shemayim they tell Alter Rebbe things. So right after Rosh Hashanah, they kept on going. They came to a place called Yura, and the Alter Rebbe this time called him, the Dave Ben, also the Tzemach Tzedek, his grandson, and the Alter Rebbe was very sad, was crying, and said that, you know, the French are going to lose, but when they lose, they're going to go back towards France, and on the way back, they're going to be very angry, and they're going to do a lot of bad things. You know, armies, they like when they win. They celebrate. Ha, you see, we won. When they lose, they're very upset. And they're angry. And they want to pour out their anger on someone. They want to take revenge on someone. So the French army, they're going to be going back. And anybody they see there, they're going to, chas v'shalom, do very bad things to them. Alter Rebbe is very upset. You know, they're going to do bad things to the people, the Jewish people. So his son, Dave Ber, tried to calm down his father and said, you know, first of all, they didn't reach Moscow yet. And even if they do reach Moscow, maybe they're not going to go back that way you're worried about. Maybe they'll take a different road to go back. The Alter Rebbe said, no, my son. Moscow is going to be taken very soon. It's going to be his last thing he's going to get. But this Napoleon so much wants power, he's going to go to Moscow. Afterwards, he's going to lose, but he's going to go through White Russia, not through the other place. Listen, exactly what I said. And yeah, well, the Alter Rebbe said it was exactly right. They came, Erev Yom Kippur, to place called Vladimir, and then in that day there was a big excitement in the street as people saw all these royal coaches or these members of the government, the Russian Senate, who were going through the city. They were running from Moscow and they were running through the city. And there said, look, Father, the Russian senators are running away. It looks so bad. What happened? You promised that the Russians are going to win. The Alter Rebbe said, listen, it was Erev Yom Kippur. I'm wearing my tefillin. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm telling you, they're not going to go past Moscow. They're going to turn back after this and they're going to be defeated. So that Yom Kippur was a very special Yom Kippur. People were crying and davening away. And again, they kept on traveling. And while they were traveling, again, it was a very, very hard situation when they traveled. It's not like you're being at your home or even traveling for fun. They were running for their lives. It was very cold outside in Russia. And they barely had much food. And they had to stay over for a night. They're all just strangers' houses and goyim's houses who weren't always so nice. But at least they had, first of all, a lot of wagons. And they had special passports, so the police always were nice to them and made sure no one should hurt them. And after a little bit, when they were in a place called Kursk, someone came from a message and said that the French were running away and they were losing. The Alter was happy to hear that. And there, in that place called Kursk, they celebrated a bris. They made for a baby boy of Rabbi Deiber's son, who was born before they got there. So they made a bris milah, it's a big mitzvah, circumcised. But for the meal, they barely had any food, a tiny little bit of food, that's all they had. When it came on the special day of the 19th of Kislev, it says Kislev, they got news that the Russian were winning, the French were being crushed, and they're running away. And the Alter Rebbe was very happy to hear that, and they saw his nevuah, his prophecy came true. Came on later Friday, the 8th day of Tevis, and they came to a place called Piena. A town called Piena. And a lot of the houses there were actually empty because the men all had to leave their houses and go to the army, go to war. So who was left over in the town were older people, women and children, who can't fight in a war. And they were friendly. They gave them a place to sleep. They gave them wood to keep warm. And when they got there, the Alter Rebbe didn't just rest. He started making plans to help everyone. He said him and his group, he said we should split up in different towns. Shouldn't all be in one town. It's a little too much for a whole big group to come to one town. But now we got to figure out also how to help everyone who is other people running away from the war. Other people have a hard time. So the Alter Rebbe sent different groups of people to help. That one is that helped the Yidden should find a place to live whenever who ran away. Another is to try to arrange money to help them people. And also to help get machines and different things they need. Different things also. Different groups to all help Jewish people. Came Monday, the 18th of Tevis, and the Alter Rebbe got sick. The running and through the cold and everything seemed to hurt his health. And the Alter Rebbe first had a cold and got worse. For 5 days, the Alter Rebbe was in bed. And every day getting worse. After Shabbos was over, Shabbos Harsha Shmais, on the night of Chavad Al Tevis, the Alter Rebbe said Abdullah, and his mind was very clear, his eyes were shining, and the Alter Rebbe asked for a pen and paper. The Alter Rebbe started writing a special deep message called Nevesh HaShvela, the humble soul. How its job is to do Teda, which is benefit for it, is good for the soul, for the person doing Teda mitzvahs, and good for other people, to doing mitzvahs and good deeds and kindness to other people. And finally ended up how a person should accept whatever Hashem gives him with love and to search how he should return to Hashem. So after he finished writing his letter, a few minutes later, the Alter Rebbe's holy soul went back up to heaven, to Shemayim. And they took his body to Hadvich, where he's buried over there. And since then, thousands and thousands of people go there to Davin by the resting place of the great Tzaddik. And the Alter Rebbe, his work lives on, and so many people learn his Torah, his chassidus and his shulchan aruch, and follow the ways he taught, and it inspires many people until today, and also all the other rebbeim after him are all continuing the way of the Alter Rebbe. They're one hemshich, one continuation of the Alter Rebbe.